Good afternoon, everybody. This is Kevin from Action for Canada in Ottawa. How are you? Wow. 3:30, January the 28th, 2022. I've been so excited all day that I gotta slow down or I'm just gonna fall over. You know, like the adrenaline is just flowing. And you know, wow, do we all deserve it? Yes, we all deserve it. Do we deserve to bask in the glow of this incredible energy that is being created by the truckers? Absolutely. And why not? We deserve it. It's such a beautiful thing. The power of the people. And, you know, around the world. Watching videos today in Italy, Brazil, trucker convoys, all over the place. In solidarity with the Canadians. It's like humanity is uniting as one. Right? The globalists must be just, sorry to say it, but they must be just shitting their pants right now. Maybe, you know, they have some kind of contingency plan. You know, I'm sure Trudeau is doing something nefarious to try to seed dissent within what's going to be happening here in Ottawa. The truckers have started arriving. I'm not going to focus on that, though, on Trudeau. I like to call him Wimpy Man. That's what I like to call him now. Wimpy Man. Yeah. You know, I was lying in my bed last night and I was having a dream, and I was like, I was dreaming about Trudeau when he was a young boy, you know, and he was having a nightmare and he's in bed and he's like, ah, and then his dad, old Pierre, you know, Margaret, his mom came running in and said, you know, Justin, are you okay? Are you okay? And I was like, Daddy, I had a bad dream. I had a bad dream about the other people, the people in the country. I don't know, is that French? That sounds kind of Spanish, right? Yeah, I'll just stick to my English voice. And they were like all, you know, they were there and they were just, oh, they're so annoying and crowding around me and it was so scary, Daddy. You know, Daddy was like, oh, don't worry, Justin, it's okay, you know, you're just a young boy, but we have a plan for the future. You know, we're not going to let those sheep and those cattle bother you in your life, you know. What are you going to do, Daddy? What are you going to do? We got lots of plans. You know, don't worry about that. We got like a pandemic. What's that, Daddy? What's a pandemic? Don't worry about that, son. You're too young to worry about that right now. Just know that everything's going to be just fine. You won't have to worry about them. You don't have to worry about the unwashed people of this world. You know. Yeah. The little wimpy Justin. Go back to sleep now, Justin. Go back to sleep. And Justin, don't forget, we have that party tomorrow and you're going to be blackface and it's going to be beautiful. So just go back to sleep now. Oh, Daddy, I can't wait. I can't wait to do my blackface tomorrow, Dad. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. Yeah, am I being harsh? Yeah, no, I guess I am. But you know what? I'm pissed off at that guy, as many of us are. You know? Yeah. So they got to go. So we've got this united non-compliance happening. We've got the people of the world that are joining in. We're all joining together as one right now. We've got to keep the momentum going. Right now we're feeling the energy in Ottawa and across Canada because they're arriving. The truckers are arriving, right? The world is watching the arrival. They're arriving here in Ottawa. There's lots of trucks downtown right now at Parliament Hill. People are out there with flags and they're supporting. And there's lots of horns and noise and cheering. In Confederation Park, which is located at the corner of Elgin and Laurier, which is across the street from the courthouse here in Ottawa, they're setting up a food area. So I guess they got tents set up down there and they're organizing and sorting food down there. Non-perishable goods for the truckers, right? So, this is a big thing. We've got a refrigerated truck has been donated, and I'm pretty sure that's full by now. It was half full like 2 days ago. So, you know, and then there's another on Coventry Road in Ottawa, which is where the baseball stadium is, right next to the Canadian Tire on Coventry Road. Apparently, there's going to be there's food tents being set up there as well. So it's kind of going to be all over the place here in Ottawa. Ottawa's not a really big city by any means, right? There's only a million people, really, in Ottawa, right? So it's going to be quite impactful. And people have been connecting with me all day long saying, you know, what's going to happen? What's the itinerary? Guys, I don't even know what the itinerary is. All I know is that nobody knew how big this was going to be, like less than a week ago, right? Nobody had an idea, and it's been growing and growing every day. They've almost got $7 million or just over $7 million now in the GoFundMe. You know, it's huge. Like, So we're right now, we're in this honeymoon, you know, phase of this, right? We're all excited, but we have to realize that we might have to dig in for a little while here, okay? They're saying on the radio, on the CBC, on the Communist Broadcast Corporation News Network here in Ottawa, they're saying that the truckers are here for the weekend, and the police are warning that, well, they might stay a little bit longer. Ah, yeah. There, we're staying longer, buddy. We're going to stay here until things change. And then, of course, Trudeau, right? He came down. Didn't come down with COVID, but he was exposed to COVID yesterday, so now he's isolating, right? He's probably isolating somewhere on a little island somewhere down south, sipping on his margaritas or something, you know? Yeah, I'm pissed off at him, and we're all pissed off at him. But there's so many players in this, okay? And, yeah, the rabbit hole you can go down with all of this is extremely deep. But for the most part, and for most people that are just, you know, they're being forced out of their jobs, the truckers are being forced to show their vaccination, attest to the vaccination status or isolate, all that stuff. These people really are just focused on what Action for Canada is really focusing on, which is teaching people their rights, the law. You know, what is the law? What are your rights? You have the right to bodily autonomy. You know, your body, your choice, you have that right. Nobody can take that away from you. So I understand if you believe that there is a pandemic, if you believe that there is a virus, that's okay. Okay, that's okay, right? But you also have to respect that people have the right to bodily autonomy, which means that they can refuse to take a vaccine if they want to. You can't force it on them. So employers and Border Patrol and the governments and the health officials, all these people, the hospitals, you know, if people are saying, well, I don't want to get this, what are you talking about? You don't want to get it. Look, don't you understand that people are dying? There's a pandemic. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I get it. But I still don't want to take it. That's my right. So let's figure out how to work together. Sit down and figure this out. You're afraid. I'm not afraid. How do we work that out? What would make you comfortable? You don't want me crossing the border because I'm not vaccinated? Okay. Maybe the trucker company could actually reroute these guys so they don't have to cross the border. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's things that can be done. Employers in the workplace, like nurses that are employed at hospitals, you can't come in unless you're vaccinated. The frontline workers have been there for like a year and a half, totally fine. Immune systems are totally healthy. They don't want to get vaccinated. It's their choice, right? But because of the fear, well, you're going to make me sick, you know, oh my God. All right, fine. So find another way. What can we do with these nurses? You know, what could the office administrators figure out so that these nurses can continue to work, continue to get their paychecks, and maybe, you know, if you're afraid of exposure, figure out how you can limit that or something. I don't know. But that discussion never even took place. Never even took place, right? Because of the fear and the indoctrination. It was just like, no, you can't come in here anymore, right? And as we know, okay, you know, it's like, we can't do that. You're breaking the law. And the problem is, really, as you all know, right? When you learn and you're like, so many people I've talked to over the last 6 months are like, are they allowed to do this to me? No, they're not allowed to do this. Are they allowed to force me to test, you know, PCR test? No, they're not. Bill S-201. They're not allowed to force you to do that. You have the right to refuse. And they can't extort you or intimidate you or threaten you or any of that stuff because that's against the criminal code of our country. But that just seems to be all being thrown out, right? So then you turn and you say, okay, maybe these people just don't know the law. I'm going to try to educate them. That's fine. Here you go. I'm going to give them a notice. There's lots of great stuff on that notice about, you know, the criminal code and PCR testing and adverse reactions and the charter and the Bill of Rights and on it goes, right? Really great stuff on the notice of liability from Action for Canada. Put together by Tanya Gaw, a brilliant person, coordinated with and looked at by Rocco Galati, overseen, you know, footnoted, fact checked. It's powerful, powerful document. Fantastic educational tool, right? But even then, they look at it and they go, I don't know about this. I just got to do my job. This is the other thing that just shocks me, right? It's the cow glazed eyes look that you get sometimes. And I'm sorry, I love everybody, right? So don't get me wrong here, but you know, when you get that, like the truckers coming to the border, right? Hi there. Can you show me your vaccine card, please? I'm not going to do that. Well, you have to show it to me. You can't come through. Well, no, I know my rights. I don't have to do that. You do, and then the trucker might say, do you know that it is my absolute 100% right in terms of the laws of my country to say what I'm saying right now, and that you cannot force me? And then the glazed look comes in, and this is the response you get. Look, I'm just trying to do my job. You're causing me problems. Can you just follow the rules? Because, you know, it's just like, I just want to go home, and I just want to, you know, and it's like, you know, it's just like they shut off. It's like, comply. They don't understand why you're not complying. It's like, what, people aren't complying? It's like that old movie that was out there in the 1970s where people in a prison yard were allowed outside to walk around the prison yard for an hour every day. And the hundreds of people were all walking in the same direction. And then one day, the lead character of the movie, you know, close up on him, he just stops walking and he turns around and he starts to walk against the flow. And everybody's looking at him like he's an idiot. And everybody's looking at him like, what the hell are you doing? You're going the wrong way. And they start screaming at him. What are you? You're going the wrong way. Turn around. Don't you? You're not conforming. You're not conforming. Yeah. Be a nonconformist. Be somebody who critically thinks about everything in your life. Be somebody who questions authority. That's what you need to do, because that's responsible behavior. Okay? That's responsible behavior. And that's what the beautiful thing about democracy and a free society is. That's what that is. It's being able to debate and discuss from a peaceful perspective. Okay? It's also being open to the possibility that your argument is wrong. Being able to be convinced to another argument. That's all good stuff. All of it. Right? But when you get to the border and you get somebody like that, they don't even want to talk about it. They don't want to debate. They don't want to lecture. They just want you to get out of their face. You're not following the rule. You're going against the flow here. You're right? And you just, it's just kind of like, there's almost kind of like this weird, dumb look in the eyes, like a panic. It's sort of like, oh my God, somebody's not conforming. Ah, yeah. I I'm sorry, but I love these people, right? But they're just not, they just don't understand. So how did that happen? Because we're dealing with that right in our society now, aren't we? A lot. Ottawa is the most complacent and, most onside with the federal government and the provincial government and the health officials' narrative pertaining to COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2. Right? Out of all of the cities in the country, I would argue. Absolutely. It's been very difficult for me to live here. You know, it really has. I don't engage in the discussions. The reason I'm working with Action for Canada here now is because I'm trying desperately to get these people to understand what the hell's going on. And there are more and more. But typically what happens is somebody's forced out of a job, somebody's in a situation where their boss doesn't listen to them, and they're panicked. I got a family to feed. What the hell? Is there anything I can do to actually tell my boss here about, you know, like he doesn't have any right to tell me to do this stuff or that I have to get vaccinated? Yeah, you do have rights. Here you go. Well, they're not listening to me. Well, then you got to make a moral choice. Are you going to comply or not? Because that moral choice, ladies and gentlemen, is a soul choice. Yeah. You only live once, and I know it's not easy. It's very difficult. I get that. You got a family to feed, but there's always a way forward. Always. And if you comply, you're never going to be able to live with yourself. You're always going to feel empty inside. You know? Like you gave in. You just gave in. So even if you give up a job where you're getting paid $80,000 a year, and then all of a sudden you're working a job where you're getting $20,000 a year, and you're stacking shelves at the local Walmart or something, you're still going to have that pride inside, because you know that you did not compromise what you truly know is right and what you believe in. And everything that you've been holding on to in terms of that knowledge and that moral correctness that you know is right, that you've been holding on to in your soul and your heart, it's going to be vindicated. And you know what? It's all here. It's with the truckers. They're coming right now, and we've just got to push this through. And I honestly believe that line has been, it's in the sand here. If things don't change, I don't know what's going to happen. Honestly, my thinking is honestly that Trudeau is going to back down, because what are the options that he's being offered here? Resign or back down, right? On all of the the mandates, the federal mandate for the border crossing. But what I would like to see, honestly, is like, guys, can we go a little, truckers, can we go a little further than that? Can we get rid of all the mandates right across our country, please? That would be great. You know, and on top of that, can we also demand that Trudeau resign, and can we arrest him? I mean, can we put him on trial for, you know, all the crap he's done? I mean, you know, we can't just settle on, you know, and Trudeau's going to try this, I'm sure. He's going to be like, okay, whatever, let them protest, and then I'm going to say, okay, we give in. And then he's still in office, right? And then it'll be like, well, you know, we had to compromise because the people of Canada were suffering because of those damn truckers. Look what they did to you. So I had to give in, people. I hope you understand. Hey, let's all go out and get our boosters, right? That's what Trudeau's going to be doing. So we need to make sure that doesn't happen. We need to make sure he's held accountable. So I don't know how that's going to happen, but anyway, right now, let's just bask in the glow and please understand that this is not just a weekend event, okay? We got to fight for our rights. And Action for Canada is trying to tell people now, non-compliance, let's shut it down, walk off your jobs, right? Let's do that. Let's just shut it down. The truckers are fighting what they're fighting for. The teachers need to fight what they need to happen in their schools, which is no more masking, no more mandates pertaining to vaccination. Hospitals, same thing. Oh, everybody, anybody, you got to join in on this. Use this momentum. Okay, so that's it for now. I'll keep you guys updated. They're coming in. The truckers are here. They're starting to come in. They'll be in tonight, mostly tomorrow, right? Speeches tomorrow. I'm not sure yet. You know, the organizers are talking that maybe police on guard will be doing most of the speeches tomorrow. That's from one source. Another source is telling me that maybe there won't be speeches tomorrow, and it's just sort of like, let's just get things rolling, but we'll all be down at the Hill anyway. And then maybe Sunday it'll start. We don't know. Okay? But just come on out. Just come on out tomorrow and try to come out on Sunday and try to come out every day in support of this. Okay? All right, everybody. You guys have a fantastic day. I love you very much. And just know that we here in Ottawa appreciate and understand that this is not just about Ottawa, this is about our entire country, and further, it's about humanity. Okay, so we're these truckers have ignited something, and we are going to try to do our best in this city to ensure that what they've started is going to be something that we are going to support and push forward and help and do our part as Canadians and as Ottawans as well. Okay, so have a fantastic afternoon, everybody. We'll see you for now.